We've heard this evening about quite a bit about chronic kidney disease. We've heard that it's very common, it's prevalent in the population, and yet its identification and recognition may be significantly lower than we were led to believe there are a number of patients out there. We've talked a bit about the fact that this will take then a major educational process, and it's going to take both a public and a professional education. But more importantly, if these statistics that we're extrapolating from NHANES are anywhere near the truth, and we believe they are, it's going to take a concerted team effort by more than just nephrologists. There aren't enough nephrologists in the world, probably, certainly not in the United States, to deal with 20 million if we need to become involved in all of them. And so part of the process and part of our challenge will be to engage our primary care providers and their teams in identifying patients, screening these patients, particularly those patients at increased risk for CKD, and those are really the ones that need to be screened. I think we're beyond the stage that it's, I think there's evidence that we don't need to screen the whole population. But if we go after the high-risk people, I think we're likely to be successful. The KEEP data that Dr. McClellan alluded to has shown this, I think, amply. And the overall KEEP data that I'm aware of for the first 1,000 individuals screened nationwide showed, I don't have the breakdown for serum creatinine, but it was a really phenomenal yield that of the six factors screened, over 87% of the attendees had one or more abnormalities. This looks like it's going to be a high yield program, and if we can extrapolate KEEP to primary care providers' offices, I think these patients are going to be identified. The primary care providers will provide ongoing management of these patients and will play a significant role in their education. But we, the nephrologists, have a unique opportunity, first of all, to help diagnose patients and assess them, but then providing what I think is perhaps the most important, developing a strategic guidance plan for the primary care for providers and patients to follow. We can recommend and implement the patient care, and we can also assist in education. The question that's often asked of primary care providers that I've spoken to is, at what point should we refer patients to nephrologists? And I don't think there's a specific answer to this, but this slide attempts to deal with this. This comes from the postgraduate medicine article from last year, first of a series of six articles dealing with CKD care, indicates that there is this continuum of care involving both the primary care providers and the nephrologists, and that at least by stage three, in some cases earlier than that, it's important that we both become involved. That is, the primary care provider referring to a patient to the nephrologist to assist in management of that patient, providing guidance in a variety of comorbidities that we did not discuss this evening, but of course would include anemia management, blood pressure control, addressing the level of proteinuria, bone disease, acidosis, and nutrition. So I think we have a challenge ahead of us. As has also been indicated tonight, much of what we are doing now is based on our feelings that it's likely to be efficacious. We have some data to support blood pressure control, decrease in proteinuria, but we really desperately need more outcomes data. And I think the CHOIR study is going to be a major study to help us in terms of the role of anemia management in chronic kidney disease. There's plenty of opportunities for our collaboration, and I think this is a challenge for us in the future. I'd like to stop here at this point and thank all the panelists for their contribution. I'd also am asked to give a bit of housekeeping to conclude the program, and that is to please remember to register out front if you haven't already done so, and to return your evaluation form to receive your CME credits. Thank you again, and good evening.